Welcome to AI to AI, that is Appreciative Inquiry to Artificial Intelligence, a podcast series exploring the significance of appreciative inquiry, talent management, ethics and governance in the AI era, coaching-driven habit formation, creativity and adaptability. In today's fast-paced, technology-driven world, organizations must evolve quickly to remain competitive. While many focus on fixing problems, appreciative inquiry shifts the approach to identifying strengths and building on what already works. Combined with real-time strategic change, this enables organizations to make swift, collective decisions while engaging all levels, resulting in lasting transformation. When I was CHRO at Mahindra First Choice Wheels, an auto tech company, I encountered the challenge of building a leadership pipeline during our transition from a brick and mortar model to a hybrid one. The shift created a greater demand for tech talent like data scientists and software engineers, while traditional management roles became less relevant. I realized that top performers of the past needed to quickly upgrade their technical and human skills to stay relevant. Their previous successes won't carry them forward if they were not ready for future demands. So I strongly feel that companies must take responsibility to prepare their workforce for future needs before they risk becoming obsolete. AI is transforming industries by automating routine tasks and augmenting human capabilities, leading to job displacement, new job creation, and changes in how work is done. Up to 30% of jobs could be automated by 2030. However, AI also enhances roles, creating opportunities in fields like data science, machine learning, and AI ethics. Future technical jobs will include AI/ML engineers, data scientists, and robotic experts, while human-centric roles will rely on creativity, emotional intelligence, and ethics. Key skills for the future include AI data literacy, coding, cybersecurity, creativity, problem-solving, and adaptability. Today, I am joined by Sushil Jha, a visionary entrepreneur and CEO.
As we have seen in the last couple of years, generative AI, ChatGPT has really created the kind of excitement, the kind of opportunities that has not been seen till now. And there are some very strong fundamental reasons for Gen AI to capture the attention of the whole world. From school kids to the CEO, two very important reasons. First of all, it is really very powerful. Okay, it can do a lot of things. But also along with that, it is very simple to use.
Sushil is the co-founder and CEO of Career9, an AI-powered platform dedicated to helping global youth unlock their potential and achieve career success. Through AI-driven diagnostics for students in grades 6 to 12, Career9 provides a reliable method for aligning career choices with individual strengths and aptitudes. In addition, Sushil is the co-founder and CEO of 3 Analytics, a groundbreaking SaaS platform that addresses global risk associated with polypharmacy, adverse drug reactions, and adverse events in the pharmaceutical and medical device sectors. With a strong foundation in pharmacovigilance and an engineering team based in India, Sushil leads the company's global expansion, investment, and strategic partnerships from its headquarters in Silicon Valley. Beyond his work at Career9 and 3 Analytics, Sushil is the founder and CEO of QuantFarm, specializing in business analytics and robotic processes automation. He also co-founded LeadFormix, an emerging leader in cloud-based enterprise marketing automation. Sushil's expertise spans big data, AI, entrepreneurship, and go-to-market strategies, making him a pioneer in leveraging technology to drive impactful change across industries. In today's episode, I'll be gaining his insights on AI's impact on the job market, future jobs and skills, and how leaders can prepare people for change. Now on to this insightful conversation with Sushil Jha. Hello, Mr. Jha.
Hello.
Welcome to my podcast series, AI to AI.
Thank you.
Or Appreciative Inquiry to Artificial Intelligence.
Wow, very interesting.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, you know, the way I kind of saw the shift of management from people to technology with right reason, all right reason. I chose the theme of my series as Appreciative Inquiry to Artificial Intelligence. Well, I thought that, you know, I should kind of, you know, have you in one of my podcast series and gain your perspective about what is happening on AI front and where is the people aspect in this whole scheme of things. So first of all, I extend my heartfelt thanks for joining me on this episode.
You're welcome.
Tell me that, as this artificial intelligence continues to evolve, first of all, take us through the journey and what do you think in, say, coming 5 years or 10 years down the line, where AI will go, so to speak? And what will be the most significant changes in the job market?
Thank you. First of all, I appreciate the opportunity. And I have been in the technology field for now almost 35, 36 years.
I know.
And the term AI has been around for a long time, as we all know. Right. But as we have seen in the last couple of years, generative AI, ChatGPT has really created the kind of excitement, kind of opportunities that has not been seen till now. And there are some very strong fundamental reasons for Gen AI to capture the attention of the whole world, right. From school kids to the CEO.
Yes.
Two very important reasons. First of all, it is really very powerful. Okay, yeah. It can do a lot of things. But also along with that, it is very simple to use. So the ease of use has really helped the technology to be used by all kinds of people in all kinds of use cases. Right? And this is going to have a real profound impact on the job landscape, because for one, I am very interested in understanding these trends. And I have a selfish reason, because I am running a company in the area of, you know, career selection, skill development, career nine. So I have to be very, very, very much aware of, and we have to understand so that we can guide our students accordingly. So I think there are two very important things. First of all, the shift from degree-based hiring to skill-based hiring.
Interesting.
In fact, that trend has already started.
Right.
For the last 100 years or so, we looked at degree as a proxy for skills. So that is going to change.
Right.
And when you talk about skills, it is not just technical skills, it's not just AI skills, but also human skills, right? Soft skills, emotional intelligence.
Right.
In fact, as more and more automation happens, the human skills will become more and more important. There are studies. I mean, one thing that comes to my mind, very striking research done by Stanford, Harvard, and Carnegie Mellon. For a 100-year period from 1918 to 2018, and what they concluded is that the percentage of contribution to professional success,
right.
They wanted to look at technology versus soft skills, and they concluded that 85% of one's professional success can be attributed to soft skills. Isn't that
very
amazing?
Interesting. Very interesting and very counterintuitive in today's AI time.
And I think as we go forward, because more and more day-to-day mundane jobs will be automated.
Right.
So then what does it leave you with? It leaves you with your own unique human qualities, which can never be automated, because, you know, we are emotional beings. We have emotions. We have feelings.
That's
and a robot or algorithm can never, automate that part of us. So
what would be your sort of, you know, advice that how can companies ensure that their workforce is prepared for the shift created by AI and automation? So this is we all know that, you know, there will be sort of, you know, the AI will replace human being for routine kind of job.
Right, right.
And other side, you are saying that there will be some softer skill which will be very, very important for the success of human being. So what is your advice? How organizations should prepare their workforce, or how one should prepare themselves?
I think the attitude is the number one thing, whether it is an organization's attitude and approach or an individual. And what I mean by attitude is that we have to embrace this technology. Okay. We should not be afraid, because let's face it, you know, technology has been changing, and agreed that Gen AI brings a step function. It's a big leap. So first of all, we have to understand that we have to coexist with this tool. We have to leverage it for our own productivity, for our own career growth. Right. So whether it is an organization or an individual, you have to keep an open mind and try to learn as much as you can. Right. Wow. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, you have to try and push the boundaries of creativity or innovation, because this is such a powerful tool. It can help you do a lot of things. So if I want to be successful, I want to keep asking myself the simple question, what else can I do with it? What else is possible out there? And you got to keep pushing the boundaries, because let's face it, every company and every individual will have access to the same tool, right?
Right. Right.
So how do you differentiate? With your imagination, with your curiosity. You have to have curiosity as part and parcel of your day-to-day job. You cannot get into a rut.
You know, let me, as goes my experience as CHRO of Mahindra company, and as the way kind of I observe people, this thing, like, you know, imagination, curiosity, these are the quality, so to speak,
right,
which are, like, you know, not so easy to teach others. So how one should cultivate skill of imagination, so to speak, or skill of curiosity? I do not know whether they are skills or not, but how they can cultivate, and how an organization can support their employees in this.
I talked about having the right attitude, but then the training as well comes into play, right? So every organization has to make sure that they provide the required level of training. Even though ChatGPT is fairly simple, but when we are talking about using a new technology, we have to use it in the context of my business problem, my own specific use case. So if I am provided relevant training, then I'll feel more comfortable. And as I feel more comfortable, we can probably have a childlike attitude of playing with this technology, right? That's how. Because what happens is, as we grow, we become very conscious of, you know, ourselves, right? So we have to let go. We have to relax, take it easy, enjoy, have fun. I guess that is one simple way to become more creative.
But tell me, in today's time, where sort of, you know, technology has put, you know, the growth on steroid, if I say that way, and the CEOs are under tremendous pressure, so to speak, to deliver on quarter-on-quarter basis, if not on month-on-month basis.
Right, right.
Then, you know, what would be the role of CEO to sort of, you know, help their people to cultivate all these curiosity, imagination, empathy, and all that, what you just mentioned about?
Well, that's a very interesting question. And I think CEOs have to create the right environment, the right culture, the right value system. While a tool can definitely help you do things faster, better, and cheaper, and there are, you know, pressures in terms of quarter over quarter, but the fundamental human values, ethics, you know, corporate values, they should never be compromised. And I guess the integrity, honesty of the CEO and the whole management, the leadership becomes very, very important. You have to communicate very clearly and you have to walk the talk, right? It's not just I have my culture or values on my website and that's it, right? You cannot pay lip service because AI is going to push the boundaries of ethics at times.
Right.
And people have to know what are the do's and don'ts. And you probably have to have some safeguards in place. Like we all know ChatGPT can hallucinate very easily, right? So you have to have some people in the organization in that specific role where they test the results. I mean, the guidelines are clear up front. As you embark on the development and before you deploy the technology, you have to test it and make sure that there are no biases, there are no compromises in terms of our basic ethics culture. That is the job of a CEO.
Let us take a short break. When we come back from the break,
you know, applied AI business analyst. What I mean by this is that if you can have people who understand their business problems, and who also understand how to apply Gen AI to that specific business problem. That role, which is the intersection of this emerging Gen AI technology, along with the specific use cases. Because at the end of the day, we have to understand that we are in business for a specific reason, right? A tool can only help you do that faster, better, cheaper.
You are listening to a Business Podcast Network original. Podcasting is the fastest growing content marketing opportunity, which is untapped. We can help you craft your audio strategy and help leverage the wide reach and easy streaming capability that the smartphone penetration provides. It is easy, it is powerful and personal. Talk to us to find out how podcasting can help you build your brand and reach out to your targets like never before. Write to us at bpn@bizcast.in. That is bpn@bizcast.in. Business Podcast Network. Podcasts end to end.
Welcome back. Let us dive right back into the episode.
Okay. So now let me kind of, you know, take forward the discussion pertaining to many jobs being replaced by AI and same time new jobs emerging.
Yes.
Tell us that are there any emerging fields or roles that will be particularly important?
So one comes to my mind, and I don't know if there is a right phrase to label this job, but I would just use something which comes to my mind. And I would say applied AI or applied AI business analyst. What I mean by this is that if you can have people who understand their business problems and who also understand how to apply Gen AI to that specific business problem, that role, which is the intersection of this emerging Gen AI technology, along with the specific use cases, because at the end of the day, we have to understand that we are in business for a specific reason, right? A tool can only help you do that faster, better, cheaper.
Yes.
So I think the intersection of these two.
Any other roles coming to your mind? Or?
Well, the other role, folks who really can ensure that the corporate values, ethics are not compromised. And there is no, also at the same time, there is no data leakage, privacy. So someone who can put some safeguards in place, right? From data perspective, from ethics perspective, I think these two would be in my mind. And as technology emerges, there could be many more, right? But I think these two to start with.
You know, in the race of for this AI-driven innovation, in your view, how can companies maintain a focus on human values and ethics? And what steps are necessary to keep AI development aligned with these principles?
I think that's very important. And it starts from the very top. Okay. I know in this day and age, there is race to innovate and get ahead.
Right.
But I think the management has to make it very clear, the basic ground rules, the do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
And you have to ensure that people understand that you are serious about it.
Mm.
And you have to have some people who are qualified, like we have audits in accounts, right? Similarly, in terms of GenAI, somebody should be there who really understands the company culture, is committed. There is a buy-in, you know, internally, there is a buy-in. Yes, we believe in it. And then I'm qualified to test the output, the results which are being produced by the new technology.
Mm-hmm.
I must be able to check it out thoroughly before we roll it out. So I think people have to be made responsible specifically for this.
Tell me, with AI becoming increasingly integrated into our daily life, so to speak, what is the key to maintaining a healthy balance between technological advancement and human connection, so to speak?
I think that's a very, very important question, because there's always a possibility that we can get lost in all the, hustle and bustle and all the excitement of technology. So the key to that is to remember that human beings will always be human beings. And what I mean by that is we have emotions. We have emotional needs. So if, as a leader, I have to get the best out of my people, I have to inspire them. I have to connect with them at human level. Right, their feelings. And I have to make time to talk to them outside of the standard, you know, business meetings or standard KPIs or KRAs. I have to connect with them at a human level, because I should know that they are the ones who are making the business happen. Technology will keep changing, right? Today we have GenAI, tomorrow there will be something else.
Right.
But the fundamental appreciation and realization, which comes from one's own, you know, belief system, that human beings are not robots.
Right.
They have to be treated with empathy. In fact, I am reminded of an article by Satya Nadella where he talks about, I mean, he's being asked, what do you think is the number one quality reason for your success? And you know what he says? He says it is empathy.
Empathy. Yeah.
Think about it. How important, how correct, right?
Correct. I think, I have gone through his book, Hit Refresh. This is about, you know, his journey, right from his childhood.
Right.
And there he has talked a lot about empathy, talked about, you know, culture building and all that.
Absolutely.
So that's very interesting, very, very interesting. So on one side, we are like, you know, we get scared many times that, you know, the way technology is growing,
mm-hmm.
What would be, people would become just redundant. They will not have any job, so to speak. And as Yuval Harari, in his book, he has mentioned that there will be few Homo Deus and many useless people, so to speak. So that is a very scary picture. But then, here, you know, Satya Nadella talks about empathy,
right.
That connection, human values. That's a great thing. That's a great
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, let's face it, you know, some people, some jobs, I mean, even today, research indicates that 30 to 40% of your entire work, I mean, in many roles, 30 to 40% is already being automated, and that might go higher. So, I mean, if I have to quote some research, one that comes to my mind, a very simplistic observation, McKinsey says that 30% of the jobs that exist today in US may not exist by 2030.
Wow.
So 2030 is not too far, and they're talking about 30%, you know, give or take, right? But one has to understand. So you don't have to be scared of it, right? When ATM came in the banks, people were worried. But technology creates a lot more jobs. So you have to keep moving up. So, you know, we talk about higher order skills.
Correct.
So we have to start thinking, problem solving, empathy, teamwork. There's a very interesting article by World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
Future of Education, or Education Framework 4.0, where they say that the future of education lies in empowering young minds to embrace their unique human skills, which cannot be replaced by technology. So again, it brings back the human skills, you know, and they also talk about something called collaborative problem solving. And they say, if we develop this skill, this one single skill can add trillions of dollars to the global GDP. So that is kind of pointing in a direction which human minds can, you know, grow and make themselves more useful.
Right. Great.
You are listening to a Business Podcast Network original. Podcasting is the fastest growing content marketing opportunity, which is untapped. We can help you craft your audio strategy and help leverage the wide reach and easy streaming capability that the smartphone penetration provides. It is easy, it is powerful and personal. Talk to us to find out how podcasting can help you build your brand and reach out to your targets like never before. Write to us at bpn@bizcast.in. That is bpn@bizcast.in. Business Podcast Network. Podcasts end to end.
Mr. Jha, I know you are a very spiritual person as well. So tell me, what is your belief that do you think that human mind would be able to cope up with this kind of speed, so to speak, and will be able to adapt and upskill themselves so that they can sort of, you know, they can acclimatize to the new environment and keep growing?
That's something that is very close to my heart, and thank you for asking. I personally feel everything starts with why. Why are we in business? What is our mission? What is our purpose? I believe every organization should be purpose-led, right? There has to be a purpose. There has to be some values. And that why should be very clear. See, when AI comes, whether it is ChatGPT or any other version, the fundamental mission or the human values or corporate values, they need not be compromised. You see, sometimes we try to hide behind things. But if you think deeply and be honest with yourself, your fundamental integrity, values, you know, the concern for people, that need not be compromised. You have to always show that you care for people and you are authentic leader. The authenticity has to be very clear. You know, there are unfortunately so many examples today. I don't want to mention names where senior management or the CEO, to be singled out, have really compromised their, you know, basic values, which has resulted in huge damage, loss of lives. You know what I'm talking about? A very large US multinational. Yes. The CEO kept denying things and led to, you know. So I think, you know, we cannot sell our soul. We are in business for a reason, but, you know, we have to maintain our basic integrity. And I think CEO has to walk the talk. It's not just a question of talking. You have to show it in action. You have to lead, you know, you have to be the person who makes things very clear. Sometimes there are pressures, but again, you come back into your true self. Why am I doing this? Career 9, for example, I am very clear. You know, there were opportunities where we could use GPT and we could use some other tools to come up with a solution, which was not probably very correct or ethical, but it could have made us get to the market faster, save some money. But we said, no, we're going to do it the right way. We brought in the qualified psychologists, PhDs. You know, we went back to the drawing board. We said we cannot roll out anything until and unless it is tested properly. And we have a very high degree of confidence. We can't just, you know, because of faster, better, cheaper, we cannot use things which are not ethical.
Superb. So that was very, very insightful. Very, very insightful. In fact, you sort of, you know, you discussed about artificial intelligence in one side, how technology is growing, and other side you also talked about, you know, how these human values like empathy, connections, relationship, all these things have become more important, in fact.
Absolutely.
Very nice talking to you, Mr. Jha.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to my podcast, AI to AI, where we explore the significance of process excellence and people excellence in the age of artificial intelligence. If you like this episode, give us a thumbs up in your favorite podcast app and do subscribe to continue listening to upcoming episodes with industry experts such as Rajiv Dubey, K. Ramkumar and Praveer Jha. Feel free to connect with me through my website at www.sn10x.in and on LinkedIn, where you can find me under the tagline Molding Metal to Molding Minds.